You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So we're up to the second paragraph. Now, the second paragraph was really, I should have done last week, I apologize. It's a continuation of the discussion we had right before it, which was, it says, Lo yuchol levaker.
You apologize, I heard, sir.
What?
You apologize, I heard, sir. Don't apologize.
Why not?
Why? Because it's such a mistake, and you're up at night and everything else, and let's say you missed one, let's say, you know what I mean? You didn't do it amazing, you did it, why are you apologizing for in the middle of the, you know, I mean, that's why we ask Mechila on Yom Kippur, because if you're apologizing for something like that.
Well, what I'm saying is, this paragraph should have gone with last week's shir. That's okay. Really what I'm saying.
That's all. Okay.
So last week's shir, we discussed this interesting Ramban al Torah that says, Lo yuchol levaker. The whole iser to try to take away the Bechor's Pishnayim, or even the Bechor's Pashut, is only when the Bechor is alive. Because it says, Al Penei, Ben Hasnua HaBechor. And Al Penei, according to the Ramban, means during the lifetime. So at the very end of the first paragraph, let's take a look at that. We'll go back for a moment. And he says that this Ramban is difficult because there's a Medrash Rabbah. And he says, Yesh L'tmoa Al HaRamban. Everyone have the first paragraph? Hech Kof of Gimel? Yesh L'tmoa Al HaRamban. Right? Shadover Zemachlok, it's this assumption in Ramban that Al Panei means the lifetime is really a machlokas in the Midrash Rabbah. Because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Vaychahain Elazar Ve'isomer Al Panei Aaron Avihem. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Bechayev. Rabbi Yitzchak says this took place, that both Elazar and Isomer were made Koyanim Gedoilim during the lifetime of Aaron. Rabbi Chia Ba'ava Omer B'mosa. They were only made Koyanim Gedoilim after his Misa.
You mean simultaneously they were trying to go?
Well, we'll talk, that's what he's going to talk about in the next paragraph. Al date de Rabbi Yitzchak Domer Bechayev Nemar Kanda. His right is Al Penei Vnemar Lahol. It says here Al Penei, it says in Bereshis that Haran died in his famous incident with Nimrod. Al Penei Terech Aviv. Al date de Rabbi Chia Ba'ava. Backing up Rabbi Chia Ba'avi is the Amr B'mosu, who says that they were only made Kohenim Gedolim Elazar V'Isomer after Aaron's death. Shenemar, Vayakam Avram Me'al Pene Meso. And just like there it's Meso, so too here it's Meso. V'ine hu machloikas Amaroyim V'tzorchiyun. So he's bothered by how could the Ramban take it as such a Dover Pashut? Lo yochol levaker Rapene ben Hasnua, right, HaBechor, is during a lifetime. Nafka Mina is the Bechor dies in the lifetime of the father. If the Bechor is dead, leaving grandchildren, who in theory should be inheriting Pishnayim, can he deviate from the grandchildren, their Chelek Pishnayim?
The answer Al Pnei Meso means so different.
Meaning the word Meso is there.
Yeah, of course.
We said that last week.
Yeah, so obvious that I don't even know why.
But anyway, the problem is that no matter what you decide you want to paskin, the Ramban takes it as a Dover Pashut. And I guess this is what you're answering. That the Ramban is taka paskining one way based on Namaron. Al Pnei must mean Bechayev. Because he seems to reject that other opinion.
Right.
Like Tzvi, that's what you seem to be saying. Because that other opinion can be what? Dismissed. Based on the fact it's Al Penei Moso. It's clear in the Pasuk. Which actually implies the opposite. If you wouldn't say Al Penei Moso, Al Penei alone would mean Bechayev.
Right.
Now this is very interesting. This is one of those great trivia questions. How many Kohanim Gedolim can you have at one time? V'derech Agav Yesh Lahayir. But Madi Isa Sham. So if you continue in the Medrash Rabbah, which I read, the Medrash Rabbah, after it brings the two opinions of when Elazar and Yisomer were made Kohanim Gedolim, the problem is not two Kohanim Gedolim Tzvi, problem is three. Because if it's Bechayev, you have Elazar and Yisomer made Kohanim Gedolim with Aaron. So the Medrash explains, what does the Medrash say? Nitma Aaron, the way that you could have actually a triumvirate is how you could have Nitma Aaron. Aaron goes to Duri Avodah, he becomes Tameh. Then the understudy for Aaron is Elazar. Shemesh Elazar. Nitma Elazar. Then Elazar also incurs Tumma. Shemesh Yisomer. Meaning it goes like this. It's a lineup. There's the star Aaron. is the first understudy who's Elazar, and is the last understudy who's Isamar. Val korcha mairi b'Yom HaKippurim. It's interesting, this has to be talking about Yom HaKippurim. And by the way, the Perushim on the Medrash Rabbah, the Eitz Yosef, and I forget who the other Perush is, both say that it's talking about Yom Kippur. Meaning on Yom Kippur, if first Aaron curse tomb on Yom Kippur, like the first Mishnah in Yuma says, that a Kohen Gadol needs to appoint a understudy for Yom Kippur in case he becomes Tameh. Now there's a Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, he also needs to appoint an understudy wife. And he has to have a spare wife.
One wife.
The Rabbi Yehuda says he has to have a spare wife to his existing wife. Because Beisozu Ishto. The only way Kapara will work on Yom Kippur is if the Kohen Gadol has a wife. And so if God forbid something should happen to the wife, we're all going to be stuck. So Rabbi Yehuda says you appoint also an understudy wife, a substitute wife. Which is interesting. The Mishnah doesn't disagree with it because Mishum Eva or anything like that. The Mishnah says, Im Kain Ein L'Davar Sof. That's one of the famous cases there.
But why can't he marry you on that day? He just grab a woman and marry you.
I hear, I don't know. Interesting. Good question. I don't know. Okay, so anyway, that's the scenario of the Medrash. That it would be Aaron, if Timei Aaron, then Elazar will take place.
Yom Kippur?
Yes.
Yom Kippur, yeah.
Can marry on Yom Kippur?
Why not? That's the day they used to get married.
Yom Kippur
was a big day for
for Shidduchim.
Not
that
they would actually do the marriage that day.
Now, why couldn't you get married on that day? So there's a Mishnah in Beit that says you cannot get married on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but that's only mid the Rabbanon. But there is an Issur d'oraisa v'samechta bechagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, correct?
Right.
But I don't know if that would apply to Yom Kippur. Is there a mitzvah simcha in Yom Kippur? They can say v'samechta bechagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, I'm not sure. But let's put that aside for a moment. The important point is he's got this problem, and you have to explain to me exactly what his problem is.
Yes,
V'kasha, and this bothers the Minchas Chinuch, this scenario of three konim gedolim. Having a triumvirate.
It's not a kedushin that's royal to be of them. Seems typical. Maybe that's
wrong. But it's interesting. Is that the problem? Or because of Yom Kippur?
Maybe. Right.
Are Inuyim Doraisa Dorabanan?
It's not royal to be.
Are the Inuyim Doraisa Dorabanan? You're assuming the Inuyim Doraisa.
I don't think that's.
And you're assuming that Chuppas Nida doesn't work.
Yeah.
And you're also assuming Chuppas Nida doesn't work.
I don't think that's.
Which is a big machlokes rishonim.
I don't think that's going on right.
Anyway, what's his problem with this? Help me figure out his problem. He doesn't like this triumvirate. Aaron Tomei, Elazar takes his place. Elazar becomes Tomei, Isamar takes his place. Why? V'kasha hat kaimel and b'yumi yud beizim yud beiz. She'im nitma kohen gadol. That if a kohen gadol happens to incur tuma, correct? V'shimesh achar tachtov. And he's replaced on Yom Kippur. The replacement is shunned to the side and Rishon Chozer, right? And the actual original Kohen Gadol who was replaced with the understudy returns La'avadosa. But the Gemara says even though the original Kohen Gadol returns to his original place after the understudy fills in for him, what do you do with the understudy? It says you cannot demote the understudy to a Kohen Hedyot. Because Malin Bekoidesh Vein Maridin. And you can't allow the substitute Kohen Gadol to continue in his Kedusha. Because two Tonim Gadolim will not work. Mishum Eva.
Right.
That's the Gemara Yud Beis and Beis. So he feels this Medrash is problematic. I don't know why. Because your Hakim Malin Beyum Yud Beis and Beis. Shimnitma Kohen Gadol. Correct. Vishima Shachar Takhtov. Rishon Chazla Vodasai. Correct. And Shani Eno Roy. Lo l'koin gadol mishum eva, and lo l'koin hedyot doesn't explain, but the Gemara says because of malam kosh v'ein maridin. Im kein lo nishar rak koin echad v'hu tema. So you have to explain to me what's his problem exactly.
Koin gadol could do the work of a koin hedyot, right?
What?
He's a koin gadol is at least a koin hedyot. He could do.
But you cannot go ahead and remove him from his kohen gadol.
No, but if he was a koin gadol, the actual koin gadol. If you wanted to do the work of a Kohen Hedyot, of course he's allowed.
That is correct. That's from our Parsha.
Because that's not
that Aaron always wanted to go ahead and do the Menorah. And it's also a Mishnah, a Mishnah in Yuma. Kohen Gadol Makrav Barosh, right Va'eicha Barosh.
So the point is over here is that it's a Maridim because he can't, he's no longer.
Now I don't understand because he says this Gemara Numa is against the Medrash. Why is it against the Medrash?
Because we know that after Aaron died, Moshe Eloso became the Kohen Gadol. But the Medrash.
But there's no Eva there.
The
Medrash is
saying that if when Aaron was alive, he became Tomei, Eloso would be Tachto. But according to the Medrash, and once you're Tachto, you can never.
No, no, but after he dies, after he could go up, there's no Eva.
Who says?
Where's the Eva? Where's the Eva?
The Gemara in Yuma, the Mishnah Yuma says, the Gemara Yuma says, in general, I want to let you know, there's a Kohen Gadol, correct? You have to keep the Kohen Gadol up the whole night. Because you're afraid if he sleeps, he will have sea carry, and there'll be a bal carry. Now, let's say he falls asleep and he has a bal carry, he's replaced, correct?
Right.
So that's Beferish Gemara, he's replaced. And the halacha is the replacement does the avod on Yom Kippur, but after now the Kohen Gadol's matar himself, the first Kohen Gadol returns to his avoda. And the replacement is stuck.
He's retired.
He can't be a Kohen Head Yod.
I'll tell you the answer. If you look at the Pesukim, Elazar was appointed Kohen Gadol even while Aaron was alive, right?
Right.
Before he died.
So?
That's right. That's what he's saying.
How did he do it?
That's what he's saying.
That's a kasha. How did he do it?
No, you could appoint him. If the other one was Tomei, you could appoint him. He could become a Kohen Gadol, but he could no longer ascend at the simultaneously.
Not simultaneously. Aaron, the Medrash is saying that when if Aaron would get Tomei when he's alive, Elazar would serve instead as the understudy.
That's so that's why. Well, that's what Vaichahin means.
So
it doesn't mean he was literally
a
simultaneous.
How could Elazar possibly theoretically have served when Aaron was alive if Aaron got Tomei?
Right.
We see that later on, before Aaron died, Elazar was appointed Kohen Gadol. Right. So if it happened that when Aaron became Tomei, Elazar served under him, how could Elazar later on, right before Aaron died, become Kohen Gadol?
Okay, that's because he was already dying. That was his,
now
he was his
adding on because he's already on the path
yes.
of dying.
Yes, right. Correct,
I
mean, correct.
But I don't understand what the problem is from that Gemara. Nitma Aaron, correct?
That's the logic.
Nitma Aaron, right?
Why did he point him?
What does the Medrash say? The Medrash says, what does it mean, Vayechahein? It means they were made Kohenim Gadolim for the purposes of being understudies, correct? Isn't that what it means? They were made Kohenim Gadolim for the purpose of being understudies. So if at the end of the day Aaron is the only one doing the Avodah, and it's only if Nitma Aaron, then Elazar, and only if Nitma Elazar, then Shemesh Yisomer, what's the problem? They're not all working at the same time, correct? The Medrash says Beferish they're not all working at the same time.
They're saying
so what is bothering him?
He's assuming that it's because of Chalila.
I think he's trying to say it can't be Al Pnei. Because
again
is the word Al Pnei, then it's Al Pnei, right? Is are we still back with Al Pnei?
Yes.
So he means that they
this
to
is
be,
going Al Pnei, and yeah. his, and Al Pnei. The Medrash says, like the Medrash then continues. How does Al Pnei work, Bechayev? The Medrash continues. I'll tell you how it works, Bechayev. And the Mefarshim say, what does the Medrash continue? Because the Medrash is bothered by this very fact. How do you have three Kohenim Gadolim?
Right.
So the Medrash answers. I'll tell you how you have three. They're not doing all work at the same time. How do they work? They work that there's one Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah. Like the Gemara in Yuma says, there's only one at a time doing the Avodah. Nitma, one of them, Aaron, is Tomei. The first understudy takes his place, correct?
Okay.
Nitma, the first understudy, Elazar, Yisomer takes his place. So isn't that exactly like the Gemara in Yuma? That they do not simultaneously work, and he's only there in the shadows as a substitute?
Yeah, but that
so I'm not sure exactly what his problem is.
That won't explain Al Pnei, because Al Pnei means that they were all simultaneously
not doing Avaida.
Yeah, look.
In other words, for instance, the Gemara says that the guy who substitute cannot be made a Kohen Hedyot.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Right.
And but he also cannot do the Avaida on the daily basis of a Kohen Gadol.
Right.
Why? Because Mishum Eva, they can't work at the same
right.
time. But he still has the status of a Kohen Gadol, because you cannot remove him back to a Kohen Hedyot. He's just not allowed to do any avodah mishum eva, correct?
No, what he's saying is the following. The only time that you have the problem of being chozer, that you cannot be chozer to be a Kohen Hedyot, is not if he was designated as a Kohen Gadol. It's if he served as a Kohen Gadol. So Vayichahen, where it says that they both served as Kohanim Gedolim, B'chaye Aharon, the case has to be either on one Yom Kippur, Aaron was Nitma, Elazar served. Became the Kohen Gadol and served as the Kohen Gadol.
Correct.
Then Elazar became Nitma on that day, and then Itamar served as the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so now you have a situation where Elazar and Itamar can no longer be Kohanim Gedolim, and they can no longer be Kohanim Hedyot.
Correct.
So the only Kohen that you have left in the world is Aharon HaKohen.
Okay,
he's the only one left now.
Right.
Then that's a tema that you only have one Kohen in the belt that can serve. That's his tema. That's that according to the Cheshbon, that's what's going to come out over here.
You think that's the tema?
Why is that a tema? Why is that a tema?
That seems a little like I'm scratching my left ear or my right hand.
No, what do you mean? What do you mean?
That you have a
because that's Akarcha, that's what happens.
You don't need more than one Kohen Gadol. You need
but
one.
But you don't have any Kohanim Het Yotim. All you have is one Kohen now that has the capacity to serve.
Come again. What can happen?
Right, the Aharon becomes Tamei again. No. I don't think that would be a problem. That would be a problem. Because if Aharon would become Tamei again, so then in the Chanami, Allah would be able to step up as a Kohen Gadol.
No children.
Wouldn't be any problem then.
How do you know they had no children? What do you know about them?
Because initially, because
I can guarantee it.
Okay, that's a good question. Because Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen.
Pinchas was still around.
No, because at the time that they were appointed Kohanim, they were the only three Kohanim that could serve.
Yeah, but
the only children that would be able to serve is children that were born thereafter.
Correct.
So maybe.
Honestly.
Well, let's look at his answer for a second.
His answer is a partial answer.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
I don't think that's what he's saying.
That's exactly what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying.
The team is
I'm telling you exactly what he's saying. No. Okay.
Let's listen to the rabbi.
Why? This is a medrash. Not that it didn't take place, but this is a medrash. In other words, after this episode, or after this family, three Kohanim won the world, and all of a sudden, all three of them were Kohanim Gadolim. We're trying to figure out how this happened. Okay, but for the rest of Atriyovay, basically, God said it, Mary Menu is never going to happen again. What's wrong with the way we have it today? We call it today. She's one of the Savings of Mary Menu. That we wait till the Kohen becomes Tomer, or there's someone in the you call it on deck circle.
Right.
And it probably does all the practicing and everything else, but he's not designated until it's necessary.
Correct.
And then we have to deal with it. No, we hear the Bishop did something, all of a sudden, all three of them are counted out, and everybody's scratching their head, what happened there? Just in case, no, let's wait for the just in case, like we're going to wait after Aharon and Elazar and Issachar. That's what's going to be anyway. So what happened over here that this all happened together? And then, by the way, this is Agar Alum, I got the floor. After we finished with it, there's no Ava with a father and a son, that's not with one brother and another brother, but that is from Kain and Hevel, there's Ava with brothers. So how do we get to, you know, from the Lord and the son? Even if you finished with the first one, why do they have to?
Well, it's because you're twins, that's
the
exception.
The real problem is, what's wrong with the way we have it? The text is, he asked me, not that I was there, and then why should I get it to be Mahana Aharon after he lost two sons? He says, yeah, all three of them are Kohanim. What's going to be? We don't even know that Aharon ever became Tomei. So what happened? So that's what happened. Then the Eivah comes out better too, because Elazar and Issachar are together serving with their father. And there's no Eivah, not because Elazar and Issachar, Elazar with the father and the son with the father. That's it. Otherwise, I don't see what's going on.
The other theme is, how could Aharon become Tomei? We're talking about Tumas Keri over here. Chas v'shalom that Aharon had a Tumas Keri.
We're not only talking about Tumas Keri.
Tumas Sheretz?
Yeah, maybe.
Highly unlikely that this happened in one day that all of them became.
I will tell you, there's a very interesting. I just want to tell you
because the Mishnah is concerned about Tumas Keri. Shema Yerabu Psul, it's Tumas Keri.
So let me tell you, there's a very interesting continuation of this Midrash for reasons that we should all know. Fascinating. It says, Shimon ben Kimchis was a Kohen Gadol, and he was Mishamish Kohuna Gadolah. He became, and what happened was, I'll tell you, very interesting. This is the case. An Arab king came to visit, similar to the Maisa of Shimon HaTzadik, correct, and Alexander the Great. It says an Arab king came to visit, and he demanded an audience with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So Yehuda ben Kimchis goes, Shimon ben Kimchis goes out to meet the Aravi, and the Aravi spits on him. And that makes him Tamei. Because if a guy spits on you, you become Tamei. Because they all have a din of Zav, and any type of liquid from a Zav is Matamei you. So what did they do? They appointed his brother Yehuda ben Kimchis as the Kohen Gadol Tachtov. And the mother Kimchis saw two sons act as the Kohen Gadol on the same day. And the Gemara says this woman, Kimchis, was zaychet to see all eight of her sons be Kohenim Gedolim. So I'm telling you, that's the mice in the Gemara. So there is a scenario you could become Tamei, no alts carry. That's the case. The Arab king spit on him. Then the Gemara says the Medrash says a fascinating thing, which is a big mussar we all have to know, which says, the Chacham asked her, how are you Zoicha to have eight kainim gedolim be mishamish in your lifetime? She said, it's simple. The walls of my house never saw my hair. And based on that, I was Zoicha to eight bonim kainim gedolim, who she saw that was Shemesh. That's the continuation of the Medrash. So there's a scenario, you can easily become Tamei, and they appointed the brother. So it's interesting. Do you think that this brother that they appointed, after the original Shimon returned, was Meshamish because there's no Eva, or no? And is Meshum Eva totally on the specific circumstances? Or it's like this general rule, you don't have two Kohenim Gadolim, you don't want competition. He seems to say it's dependent on the particular situation. I might say Eva is just across the board an underlying reason we don't want competition. But it appears that the Minchas Senecha is of the opinion that that's not the case. If there is no actual Eva, then we will allow two Kohenim Gedolim, which is fascinating. So that means that if Aaron, does this mean that if, according to Minchas Senecha, if Aaron became Tamei and Elazar took his place, when Aaron now returns, are there two Kohenim Gedolim now? Aaron and Elazar? Is that what the Minchas Chinuch is saying?
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Of course he's saying that.
That's exactly what he's saying.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Tzurich However, Lomer, when Tamar became the Kohen Gadol, he was disqualified. So now you have two Kohanim left in the world.
Two Kohanim don't serve in the
So now you have two Kohanim Gedolim.
That's what he seems to say.
Because he's Tamar, there would be Eva.
Why does the Gemara say two Kohanim Gedolim cannot serve at the same time? The Gemara says Mishum Eva, correct? That's the Gemara. Can't argue with that. And at the very end it says, Tzurich Lomer, Deba'avu b'no lo shaykh Eva.
Especially right? Aaron, because Aaron, even with his brother, even Aaron with his brother,
then became disqualified. Itamar was disqualified thereafter. And Chanami.
Now, what does he mean like this? Venafka mina ladina gam bezman hazeh. What does that mean?
The two of them can become rabbanim. That's what it means.
What?
That's the truth. Huh?
Can a father and a son be rabbi and assistant rabbi?
That's right.
Okay.
But everybody else not.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The oldest halachas about it's not a
No, no, I know. That's why what do you mean? Like a rabbi's son.
They can't have an aliyah one after another.
That's Ayin Hara.
That's Ayin Hara.
Right. Anyway, now if they're both Kohenim Gedolim, at the same time they both bring Chabite Kohen Gadol together, it's a very interesting trivia question. Can you have more than one Kohen Gadol? I think according to Minchas Chinuch, Yizikr can. Father and a son, no?
I don't think it's what it means.
So what does it mean?
It just means that he's right. It just means that we don't disqualify
well, they can
from ever becoming
Kohen
Gadol again.
Yeah,
meaning if the first one is Chazal of Adasa, then he doesn't want another one, potential waiting in the wings.
He doesn't want to have to look over his shoulder. But you don't think he means they can both do Avodah?
And hoping he dies.
No. Why do you have two Kohanim Gadol serving at the same time?
Exactly. You don't have it. You know why you don't have it, the Gemara says? The Gemara says why you don't have it. Mishum Eva. That's the Gemara.
So one second. The next year you can't appoint them anymore? You got to get a new one?
What's the case?
The Kohen Gadol, this Yom Kippur, he appoints A. And then the next Yom Kippur, he can't appoint A again because it's Ava, he can never serve as Kohen Gadol.
I don't know,
again.
It's a good question.
No. L'chaimer, you could. If the first Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei again, then L'chaimer, the one that
Tzvi wants
had served in his place, can take his position, calls man that the first one is Tamei, because there is no Ava. Yeah, L'chaimer, yeah. Well, why not? The problem is that calls man he's not Tamei in his scenario. Then Elazar and Summer cannot serve as neither as Kohanim Gedolim nor as Kohanim Had Yoktim. So Aaron is the sole Kohen who's able to do anything. Calls Man that he's not Tamei. That's his take.
That is a good point. I don't know. I see. He says it.
Sure.
I didn't see it as an issue.
It's a story, but I heard it from the square diner of Nachlas. He was a younger man, maybe even a Bacher, and he was in Belz. I don't know what year it was. And by the Sachadoy. And Yom Kippur, they got a message that two crown princes, I think one from Poland and one from Austria, they were riding around Europe to see their you know, the kingdoms, and they want to come visit the Belz Rav on Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
So we became a big tumult. It was Rosh Hashanah. We became a big tumult. Yes, no, yeah. He said yes. Can you ask? Then he put them in white facility. They took them out, so it's broke. The car broke down. They couldn't make it to Rosh Hashanah. They came the next day. And the next day, he welcomed them and everything else. Then after this, on Rosh Hashanah, by Tekiah Shafi, that's how it came out. The time they would have been, they would have been by Tekiah Shafi. Why did you go meet them? I'm not trying to answer that question. Anyway, so they asked him, how are you talking? So he says he felt the biggest chutzpah for Klal Yisrael Rosh Hashanah would be, you know, Ma ben Nila ben Chomei. One is from this is the best of the best with the Umas Adam have. This is your kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We have no bigger schools before the Kiyah Shaifa than the Hagat. So maybe the boy was dumb and that Arab there, Chatzfeli, made him Tomei.
Right.
But to show the same country.
It's interesting. It says, HaMelech HaRavi came and Shimon ben Kimchas, the Kohen Gadol, came out to visit him and he spat on him. And as a result of that, he was Tomei. So they appointed his brother to take over.
So you're saying you can if you become somebody a second time you could again serve it as Kohen Gadol?
Well, there wouldn't be any Eglah there, because
so what's the problem? Then you do have multiple people.
No, because when Aaron comes back as Kohen Gadol,
yeah,
at that point Elazar and Isamar can no longer do any function. So then Kozman that Aaron's not Tomei,
so he's
the only function in Kohen. That's it.
So that's a big problem.
That's a big problem.
Why is that a problem?
It would be a pella that there's only one functioning Kohen.
That's a pella.
What if he becomes Tomei again? Who's going to serve?
Becomes Tomei again,
no, when he becomes
he's Tomei saying
again,
he can serve.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying there's no way.
Why would be the problem? The problem is that Kozmari's not Tomei. There's only one functioning Kohen. And then that's a tema. That isn't
necessary. I don't know. I think they're saying he can never serve anymore.
I don't think so. Well, if he becomes Tomei again, so let him go back to be Kohen Gadol. Why not?
I don't know.
Why would it be an Ava? Ava is if they were together.
The problem is, these are the words that Avrami is focusing on. Im Kain, Lo Nisho Ra Kohen Echad Vahu Tema. Correct?
Yeah. It means that you only have one functioning Kohen at that point.
Why can't Elazar come back again? What is the problem with having one functioning Kohen? He's become Tomei, correct?
No. The problem is that you need more than one functioning Tomei going.
No, he's
you
saying
you can't do everything. Aaron can't do every single
that's
thing.
That's not true.
For the rest of the time,
asking
a good question, but they're going to have children. But Kozman that he's going to do everything.
There's no such thing as two Kohenim Gadolim Avrami. One Kohen Gadol does everything. They don't split up the avodas.
But I'm just saying, for the rest of the sojourn, for the next three years.
What's the problem?
The next 10 years, Aaron has to do everything, every single day.
Unless he's nitma, then Elazar takes over again.
Yeah, but the pella is that they only have one functioning coin.
There's always only one functioning coin. The only reason
he's worried about coin head your work. He's talking about all the work
every
of
single
Kohen
day of
all the kabbalas.
Every single day Aaron is the only functioning Kohen.
So he doesn't have to do anything every day. One thing he has to do is chabite Kohen Gadol.
Who can do anything else? There is no Kohen to do anything else other than Aaron.
Minchas Chinuch says Lo Nishar Ela Kohen.
There's only one functioning Kohen left now at this point. Kozman that he's the Tar.
That's his problem. There's only one Kohen.
Yeah.
Kohen Echad.
What happened to the other Kohen?
They're disqualified. They can't serve as Kohen Gadol. They can't serve as Kohen Hedyot.
And you're saying
they're out of commission now.
Uh-huh.
Indefinitely.
And you're saying there are no other Kohenim in the world because that's all they had at that time.
Right. So Teresa said, what about their children? So here's the point. The children that were extant, alive when they were appointed, they don't have a din of kahuna altogether. And the ones that are going to be born after, you got to wait until they're how old?
You got to wait for Pinchas
Remember
to kill him.
How do you know how old they were when they were appointed?
How old they were when they were
appointed?
Anyone that was alive when they were appointed is not a Kohen.
It has to be a new child.
Then he has to grow up. What is the minimum age for to serve as Kahuna?
So
20, 30, 25? What is it to serve as a Kohen?
So what?
Maybe he's 30.
So we know what the facts were?
So they got to wait for the next 20 years until you have a new Kohen. And then Aaron is all by it. So you don't know when. You don't know what had happened, Bayechan.
When did he
you don't know when his
Maisa
happened.
Elazar and Yisoma. You don't know when he did. You don't know when he did.
In other words, Elazar and Yisoma are caught. They can't do anything. They can't do Kohen Hedyot's work because
they served this Kohen Gadol.
Because Mamakosh Vein Moridin.
But he's, but we're saying that if he becomes tummy, they can do the Kohen Gadol.
Yes, yes.
So we're not worried about the Kohen Gadol work. We're worried about the doing Kohen Hedyeh.
This is the problem. This is unique time. This is unique time in history that there's not a large group of Kohenim. The only Kohen is Aaron, correct? So let me ask you, before the Mechahen, Elazar v'Ni Summer, there was no Tema? How could there be one Kohen doing everything?
No, Vayechahen means that Vayechahen as Kohanim Gedolim.
The
whole point here that of this sichsuch is Vayechahen means that they became Kohanim Gedolim, but Alpanei Aaron.
Until this event happened, they were
Kosher. They became Kohanim with Mashiach and Bahariah. Pinchas was Nimshach. That was on the Bris Kuhn HaSol, they got a Matana afterwards. He was alive and he wasn't a Kohen.
Right.
And he had come on to
exactly.
That's
correct. Exactly. That's why he was there.
Therefore, they became Kohen not out of birth, out of Mashiach. That's how they became Kohen.
Pinchas was the only one.
Right.
The only one.
But they became not out of birth, not because they were born from Aaron. They became because they were alive and the Bryson was being worshipped.
Aaron and Elazar and his son.
So then they could have had children.
No, but they were the only ones.
Oh, so one second. That's very interesting. What? So they were already born.
Who?
By the time Aaron became the Kohen Gadol, the Elazar and Itamar were already born. And they were Nimshach. They were Nimshach to be Kohen Hedyeh. To be Kohen Hedyeh. So now you're arguing
false. So now the question.
So his argument is false.
But the Pope said by Chayim. So what does it mean by Chayim?
I give up.
They don't need a new name Mashiach for that.
By anyway, somehow the Medrash understands that Vayechai means that they were Vayechai as Kohen Gedolim.
Yes.
They were right. They were just Kohen Gedolim for one purpose.
They were right.
As understudies. Correct.
As actually having served. Vayechai is actually having served as Kohen Gedolim. That's a Pnei Aaron that they actually served.
So then what's the whole point of the Medrash to say, Im Nitma Aaron? Then Elazar, and even if tomorrow Elazar,
the only way that they could have served this Kohanim Gedolim B'chayi Aaron is if they all became Tomei.
Correct.
If Aaron and Elazar became Tomei, that's
correct,
the only way.
Correct.
That's so, the Cheshbon.
So okay, I'm just wait. This is a Derech Aga.
You got wiped out. But,
so let's continue. Oish Yud Aleph.
You just got wiped out.
Okay.
Now, Oish Yud Aleph to me is a very. Oish Yud Aleph. Oish Yud Aleph to me is a very interesting halacha. This is one of those halachas you could have a guy who's learning in yeshiva 40 years. And you could have a sixth grader who finished Mishnayos, and the sixth grader who finished Mishnayos will know this halacha, and it's possible the guy who's been learning 40 years won't know this halacha. It's very esoteric halacha. Ayin b'nozer lamed alaf. It's a Mishnah. Uberambam perichetz min nezirus halacha tesvav. Gabe ha'ish megaleach al nezirus ha'av. Now what does it mean? You have a father who's a nazir. And his father who is a nazir has to bring karbanos nazir, as was detailed last week in the Parsha. He takes money, and he doesn't say, this is for the Chattas, this is for the Asham. He takes a whole bunch of money, and he piles it up, and he says, this money is for my Korbanos Nazir. The money is Hekdesh. And that money, he can no longer deviate from that money. That money must be used for Hekdesh.
And then he dies?
Then the father dies.
Okay.
So the halacha should be that money cannot be utilized by the sons. However, if the son was a Nazir, then the son has the right, halacha Moshe Misinai, to be Yoresh the money, and the son could use it for his Karbanos Nazir. So it's a special halacha, because really, the money is Hekdesh, and it's like any time that you are Yoresh Hekdesh. It's either Zorek Liyam HaMelech, or it's used for Nadava, but you cannot use it for your own purposes of Naziris. So the Mishnah in Nazir Laman Aleph says it's a special halacha. And as a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Chachamim, does the son have to be a Nazir before the father dies, or can he even accept Naziris after the father dies? But either way, there's a special halacha that under a certain circumstance, a son can use the Ma'os Naziris that has been separated by the father for the son's purpose of the Karbanos Naziris. That's a very, very esoteric halacha. Dimineach harbe bonim kulam megalchim. And let's say the father takes Naziris and he's got seven sons, and all these seven sons go ahead and also become Nazirim during the father's lifetime. And the father's mafresh mos and the father dies. This halacha, Moshe Misane, does not only apply to one son, but all seven sons can divide equally the ma'os naziros of the father and utilize it for their karbonos nazir. Now, what about the bechor? Does the bechor amongst the sons get pishnayim in the ma'os naziris? So on the one hand, it's not classical Yerusha, correct? Because with classical Yerusha, you wouldn't be allowed to touch this money. That's the halacha. The Yerusha Gemiri one. Because even though it's a halacha Moshe Mitzanai, the Gemara says it follows the halacha of Yerusha. That's why a daughter, the Gemara says, cannot do the same thing.
What's he going to do with the Bishnayim? I don't know what's he only has to bring karbonos, special karbonos.
You know what? A guy's mafresh a certain amount for his own karbonos.
Yeah.
So let's say, is that going to be enough for all seven kids to go ahead?
Let's say it is. But what is the guy, the Bechor, going to do with his Bishnayim?
I am going to bring the greatest Arsham.
A bigger fat.
Right, the greatest Arsham that's ever brought. Yeah.
Okay.
Or let's say the more likely scenario is the money separated by one person might not be enough for everybody, correct? Now, the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, this halacha is only by a son and not by a daughter. So I remember that there was this discussion going around that Rav Heschel Schechter would give a test to get into Kailo. So everyone's thinking to get into Kailo is going to ask all chakirs and ktsaisim. You know what the question he asked? Can a woman become a nazir? And all the guys would think, and he go, it's a pasuk. Isha, Isha. So a woman can become a nazir, okay? A woman can become a nazir. So, but this halacha does not apply by the daughter.
She can't, she becomes a nazira.
Okay, this halacha does not apply by a daughter. So the Gemara says, why doesn't it apply by a daughter? Because Yerusha Gemirilan. So Gemara says, what do you mean? If the son is not around, a daughter is Yerush. So Gemara says, no. Even if there's no son around, the daughter who's in Nazira does not apply to this halacha. That's the halacha Moshe Mitzanai. It's only by sons and not by daughters.
What a unique thing.
Isn't it? It's a very strange, correct?
Very.
Esoteric halacha.
Very.
And I doubt if most guys sitting and learning know this halacha. But in a, be it as it may, maybe they learn Nazir. V'chein ha-bechor noitol pishnayin ayin shem. And the halacha is the Bechor is noitol pishnayin. Because Yerusha Gemiri Lon. Even though it's a halacha Moshe Mitzanai, nevertheless it follows the strictures of the structure of Yerusha.
So this is even if one son is going to get cut out.
What?
One son will get cut out, or all the sons are going to cut out because there won't be enough money to go around.
Well, they'll use it towards it. In other words, whatever they Yerush, they will use towards, they can use towards their karbanos, correct?
I see.
And it will lighten their burden. Nira gam kain, kevad yimusha gemiri, im kain, im osa echad min habonim, Yerush kareb yochna ben broka. Now he wants, this is his chakira, he wants to know. Let's say Lagabe the Din Yerusha, the father who's a Nazir before he passes away, uses the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, B'yom Hanchilu as Banav, to say, I want this one son to be Yerush what the other four or five are being Yerush. Now we learned he can't do that by a Bechor, correct? Lo Yuchal Levaker. But let's say by the Pshutim, he directs the Chelek of all the Pshutim to one son. Would this then apply to the Naziris Halacha? So he's of the opinion of Minchas Chinuch, he's being Mechadesh, that since the Halacha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, what? Affects the Yerusha, im came im osa echad min habonim yorish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, if the father uses the dinner of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka to go ahead and advantage one parshat over another, o riba le'echad, right, shalom b'makom b'chor, dvarav kayamin, v'zeh, Ba'atzma Megaleach, Kihu Hayurish. Meaning, whatever the Yerusha status is by regular Yerusha, that translates to the special halacha Moshe Mitzanai. Right. This is the Chiddush of who? This happens to be the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. This is not in the Gemara. This is the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. And he's taking it from the fact that everything else follows Yerusha. Even though Bas does not follow Yerusha, correct? If there are no sons and the Bas is in the Zirut, it's not true. So it's not totally exactly the same structure as Yerusha. But nevertheless, came the Yerusha Gemirilan, Havele kachol din yorish kach nira borer. That's his assumption. I don't know. You think you can be mechalek on that? It's halach moshe v'sinai. I guess you can say whatever you want. Correct.
You just had the first difference is the bas.
Right.
So you see.
Ach lefi mashik asafti la'el oizvav b'shem and sivas hamishpat the chol dover she'eno right she'eno b'mechira and asir lo shayach din Rab Yochanan ben Broka. Imkein hachanami lo shayach mechira v'nasina ve'eno yochol laharbos le'echad ayin le'el ve'ein shom le'el b'mitzvahs nezirus mitzvah shinayin zayin os tez zayin mashik sheiti right bazeh al ha'gemara right al ha'gemara kan yakir ve'ein tzorech lichpo. So even though ain't tzorech lichpo, I made a copy of that other minchas chinuch earlier, mitzvahs nezirus. Please pass it out. Because he had a very, very sharp question in minchas chinuch. Now, what's the minchas chinuch saying now? Maybe what he said by Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka would not be true by nezirus. Why? Because the nesivus is mechadish that the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka for yaman chilas banot only applies to those things that you have the ability to transfer at that moment. So, for instance, if a father on June 1st used the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and then later came into Yerusha on July 1st, the Yerusha that he came into July 1st would not be subject to din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. The Nesivus is Mechadish, the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka only applies to those things that when you utilize the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka were able to be sold or given over b'matana. So here, this Ma'os Hekdesh that the father has separated for the sake of his karbanos is not subject, it's Kekdesh. It's not subject to Nesina or Mechira. So therefore, according to Nesivus, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's din would not work by Ma'os Nezirus. Because they're not subject to Nesina and Matana, correct? Now take a look at the page I passed out. Everyone has it? Okay, the top paragraph, the very last paragraph, the next to last paragraph in Mitzvos Nezirus. Everyone have it? Vihine. You have Vihine?
Yeah.
Vihine mos halol. And this money that the father went ahead and he separated for the sake of his own personal Karbanos Nezirus, right? E efshar litain b'matana kiyem hektesh. While the father is alive, he's unable to use this money for anything else. They're hektesh. He cannot transfer to give it to anyone. Rag zeras hakosav le'inyan, right? The separate zeras hakosav. He cannot transfer it in his lifetime. So if that's the case, that he has no ability to transfer in his lifetime, how can the sons be yorishit? It's not something he can give b'matana. So the answer is, but le'inyan dahabanim yorishim u'magachin aleim. But there's a special zeras hakosav that even though during his lifetime he can't transfer it and he has no way to give a matana, after he dies, there's a special halacha moshe misinai. It's not really a gzeres hakasav, it's a halacha moshe misinai. Le'inyan dehabanim yorshim u'magachan alam. Kavoshin is ba'er kan. That's the Gemara Nazir, the Mishnah Nazir Lamed Amalav. So listen to this sharp question that Minchas Chinuch has. He now quotes the Gemara found in two places. Found in Baba Basra and Kedushin. Ulechora yesh lahakshos al the makshir b'babasra kufchav zayin red beis
yakir.
The Gemara in Babasra and Kiddush says yakir, and why do you need yakir? So the Gemara says yakir means that a father has the ability to say, you know what, your whole lives you've been thinking this is my bechor, it's incorrect. Really, this guy is my bechor, and he has the right to determine who the bechor is, right? Even if everyone else assumed it was another child. So the Gemara says, Yakir Lamali. The Gemara asks, Babasim Kedushin, why do I need Yakir? Lechora his Nemanus is a Dover Pashat. Why? Because since Lamali, he should be Neman, Loimar, right? This should be a Nemanus that he should have anyway. Why? Beni Bechorihu. Sheyito Pishnayim. How beloved Hachi.
It's a Migo.
Even without, he has a Migo. What? Because if he wanted to, Ibohi Yohiv Lebe Matana. Since he could, before his death, give over the equivalent amount to create a scenario that this one is getting Pishnayim, since he can achieve this now with a Maisa Kinyan, why do I need the Pasuk? It's like the classic Miga. which is, believe me, that I magarish my wife, because if I wanted, the Gemara says, I give her a get right now. There's this migo, that if I can affect something now, I am believed that that is the status. And what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers an interesting answer. The Gemara says it's talking about also nechasim that come afterwards. Meaning, I am believed now that this is my Bechor Pishnayim. So if I had the migo, believe me, this is my Bechor Pishnayim, because if I want to, I can effectuate the transaction. But you can only effectuate the transaction on what you own now. But you cannot effectuate the transaction to what comes later, Davar Shelo B'Eliyahu. So Yakir is necessary to effectuate Pishnayim on Davar Shelo B'Eliyahu, things that you have not acquired or received yet. And the Gemara says, aye, but what about according to Reb Meir, who says, Adam Makne Davar Shelo B'Eliyahu? So the Gemara has a very strange answer. The Gemara says, you know what? It's talking about anything he'd receive while he's a Goses. So the Rashbam explains, what does that mean, what he'd receive while he's a Goses? Meaning the father right now on June 1st can effectuate a transfer to one son to make him equivalent to a Bechor. But eventually the father may end up like a Goses. And if while he's a Goses, Masecha Smacha says, Hari Uchai L'chol Dover, he can receive Yerusha. Let's say as a Goses he receives the Yerusha. Would that Yerusha would not be subject to what? To the Pishnayim. Why not? Makna Davar Shelo B'Eliyahu, according to Reb Meir. Because even Reb Meir would agree that a Goises would be too weak. The Rashbam's explanation is a Goises would be too weak after he receives something to then transfer it. So even Reb Meir, who says that you could be Makna Davar Shelo B'Eliyahu, says you can only be Makna Davar Shelo B'Eliyahu that you have the ability in the future to sell. So since you have the ability in the future to sell it, you can sell it now. But let's say you receive something while you are a Goses. That's something you can receive, but you cannot transfer. Not because of special din Goses, because the Rashbam says practically he'll be too weak. Tosfos says, Havi Matzil LeMeimar. Tosfos says the Gemara could have given another answer. Yeah. The other answer is it's talking about something, the Lo Avidi La'asu. The Reb Meir only says Makna Davar Shalom by Avid Da'asu. But some of the Lo Avid Da'asu, Reb Meir would say there can't be Makna.
Too speculative.
What?
Too speculative.
Okay, that's the sheet. That's the sheet of Reb Meir, right. Yeah. So therefore, even Reb Meir says Makna Davar Shalom Ba'olam would say Ibay Yahiv Leib Matan is not enough. You need
it's
the Pasuk.
It's a lottery.
Now he's saying an unbelievable thing. Based on Ube'emes Nafkamina, I'll tell you another Nafkamina why I need Yakir. I need Yakir, he's going to ask, on the Ma'os of a Nazir. Why? Because since the Ma'os of a Nazir now, while I'm alive, cannot be transferred because it's Hekdesh, Yakir is needed for me, for a man, while he's alive, to say, this is my Bechor, so this Bechor can get Pishnayim in the Ma'os Nazir. Because the Ibar Yahiv Leib, believe him, because he could give it to him, is not true by Ma'os Nazir. So this is his question. His question is, Be'emes nafkamina, the Neman v'chi ha'gavna, correct? He should be Neman with Yakir, in this case, the Hiniach Mois, correct? Naziris. And the Be'and, right? And the Ibar Yahiv will not work. So this is the Minchas Kinos question. So according to Tosfos, l'chor, it's not a question, because Tosfos seems that since one answer is given, Tosfos himself, Babasu, says, Havi Matzei L'Shnuye, it also could have written what? In Avidi D'Lo Asu. So the fact that one answer is not given doesn't mean he's bothered by the fact, why didn't the Gemara say Nafkamina Fi Yakir is in Ma'os Naziris? The Ma'os Elu, right? Eino Yochel Lite B'Matana, correct? Because Ma'os Naziris, he can't give B'Matana. Legalech. He can't give it to them while you're alive. Therefore, that's the reason you need Yakir. So therefore, Acherak, right, only be the Arak Yoresh Bigzeres HaKosev V'tzorech Iyan. This is the Minchas Chinuch's very sharp question, correct? So there's an interesting footnote on the bottom if you want to read it, which quotes a Tosfos where I'm not sure, where the Tosfos says that you don't say by Halacha Moshe Misinai that a Pasuk comes to be Mamayit Halacha Moshe Misinai. I'm not sure why. See the footnote? Footnote quotes a Tosfos, where Tosfos has a general rule that you don't say there's a miut in the Pasuk for the sake of being Maira Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Meaning that a pasuk will not refer to Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. I'm not sure what that Taisus means because I didn't find the Taisus.
It's a simple svara.
That there are two types of Messiah. Yeah, there's the Messiah of the Torah, right? And there's the Messiah of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. And you can't use the Torah, the Ksav, to go ahead and make
it. Because if you were, it would become a Daraisa. Then it would be a Daraisa.
Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is Daraisa.
I mean, then it would be a regular.
It wouldn't be Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Right, very good. Okay, so anyway, this is the Minchat Chinuch sharp question. Let's go back to our mitzvah. So this is the Minchas Chinuch clear over here by Yerusha. Do I apply the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka to the halacha of Megalech on the Zirus Aviv? Meaning, do I say, since it's Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that's formatted or based on Yerusha, if I use the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka halacha, do I say it also affects the most Nazirus? That if I'm Rebbe, one son pashit over the other, he'll get more of the most Nazirus. So he first thinks yes, but then he says, according to the Sivus, not. Because the Sivus has this klal that the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka will only apply to something you have the ability to give b'mechira matana. And since you don't have the ability to transfer the ma'os hektesh while you're alive, b'mechira umatana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka will not apply. Masha kasavti, right? Deladas balha, balhanasivas lo mahani, correct? Gabe, Nozer, and what I'm saying, that according to the Nesivas, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch will not work the Gabe Mos Naziris, correct? Shiyase Yorishka Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, because he cannot give it over, like the Nesivas says, his Shita is, Be'emes Mishpachas La, right, the Asu Yorish, Vahayu Hama'os Birshusa, Va'achaze kibel alav nezirish, v'hiktish hamaos lekarbanos. Imkon kevin the Yerusha gemiri v'hu hayorish o kula o yoser mechelko. Right, no telze al chelko letiglachas. Right, kamashu hu yorish. So he says, even to the nesivus, I can create a scenario that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka will work on the maos nezirish. What is that? That's where he made him a din Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka before he was mafresh the most for the sake of hektish. Meaning he had the money in his rishus, and in theory the money while it's chulin he could give over to who? He could give over to the... He could go ahead and give over to the... To any son he wants. And then after he does the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka din, then he's mafresh the most for the sake of Naziris. Then he said even the Nesivus would agree. I'm not so sure about that. What do you think about that? That he says the dinner of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, even according to Nesivus, could apply to most Nazirus. In the scenario that he utilized the dinner of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, then only afterwards is Mafresh the Ma'os for the sake of Nazirus. That's when he says even Nesivus would agree that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka could apply to most Nazirus. By the way, is anything more esoteric or strange than asking somebody this question? We should send to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Does the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka work by Ma'os Nozer? That's a very interesting concept. To me, if a guy can get that question, that's Safek Bechor Eino Notol Pishnayim, right? It's a Dover Pashat that a Safek Bechor cannot even be Notol Pishnayim. Okay, right? And that's a Dover Pashat. The Ein Zeh, right? And this is not something that's a chiddush either, correct?
Right.
One second. Okay. V'savik b'chor eno noto pishnayim v'zeh ein chiddush. D'misavik enu yochol lito mehayorshim. Rak afilu b'chor, but the chiddush is like this. Even b'chor shenis arev b'pashut. Meaning there is a guy who is a b'chor, for sure. Notice there was a b'chor for sure, but he got mixed up with the other children. Im lo hukar mi oilam. If he has never been identified, when at birth he got mixed up, af di echad bevade bechor lo maharni harsha zelazet. So there's a case like this. There's a number of different births. Let's say there's a birth of a bechor and a pasha. Let's say it's twins. Correct? Those two get mixed up. And you're not sure which one of the twins is the bechor. And now you have, what, a whole number of other children that get born. and you have the two twins. Again, we're not sure which of the twins is a Bechor. Can the two twins, that one is a Bechor and one is a Pashut, come together with a Shtar Harshah to the other sons and say, you know what? The man of Shach, one of us has Pishnayim. Therefore, give us three Chalakim. Two Chalakim because of one of us who's a Bechor, and one Chalak for the other one who's a Pashut. Meaning, can the two sons who are mixed up, let's say the two twins, we're not sure one of them, but can they write a Shtar Harshah? Im lo hukar mi olam af de la rak af de echa bevadei bechor lo mani ashor zelazeh. Why? The gzeres hakosuf. Because the gzeres hakosuf, the b'chi ha'gavne, ain't bechor no tel. It's a separate halacha. Like you learn, like you guys learned where? Asirei vadei velo asirei safek.
Bechor vadei also.
Right. There's a din of bechor vadei velo bechor safek.
Right.
So therefore, even though for sure one of them is a Bechor, since he can't be identified, he loses his Chelek Pishnayim. The Tzarech Bechor Vadai. Aval Hukru U Besof Nisarvu. But if at one point you knew that this guy running around was the Bechor, but for some reason later he was unidentifiable, for whatever reason they both got into an accident, and you don't know who's who, but if at one point in time he was actually a Bechor, he knew who he was, then only later, for whatever reason, he lost his identity, then a Harshah would work. Because he was a Vadai Bechor. He was identified at one moment. Therefore, if there's a Suffolk after he's been identified, you have a Vadai Bechor that then loses his claim. Then, Kaisen Harshah Zelazah, V'goyvin Chelek, correct, Bechor Ramaman of Shah. Kemavur B'shaspa V'basra Kuf Chav Zayin. And it's Allah in the Rambam, also Allah in Shulchan Aruch.
You've been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.